Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When we sit here and bitch and complain about baseball, it's boring. They don't have stars. Watch the All-Star game last night, and that's what you saw. No stars and boring.
You didn't get excited for Shane Bieber winning the MVP?
Listen, I've never even heard of him before he was a late addition to the All-Star game. And honestly, when I saw the when I saw the headline that he was added to the All-Star game, I thought they meant Justin Bieber being added to like the celebrity roster.
Typo like, on the headline.
Well, it said Bieber added to the All-Star game, and I said, "Oh, Justin Bieber's going to do the charity softball thing or the celebrity softball thing." I'm like, "Oh no, it's a pitcher named Bieber,
Shane Bieber."
Oh yeah,
household name.
Listen, nothing better than an MVP that pitched the fifth inning of a game. And he was good in the fifth inning.
He was. I wish he was a Philly. It's good.
But guess what? The Phillies, dude, yesterday we talked about Bryce Harper, and I'm sitting here and I was kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, we're fine. He plays hard or whatever. And then, you know what? Jim Salisbury wrote something on NBC Sports Philadelphia, and it was a really, really good piece. And Jim, along with Bob Brookover, they're the two guys to where they, like, when they talk on the Phillies, I listen, right? Mm-hmm. Most experienced. Brookie's been here forever. Salisbury's been here forever. And he wrote a couple different things in there that really made me think. And, you know, first thing he said, where he said, it's difficult to feel good about the Phillies right now. He said, over the last 6 weeks, the Phillies' chemistry has dried up. The team seems to have lost its fight. Players don't seem to take losing personally. And again, he said, the last 6 weeks has left us feeling very little confidence, very little reason to believe that this team can make a run. And I couldn't have said it better. I don't feel good about this team. Right, Joe, here's what I think with the Phillies. I think the last 2 weeks of the season, they're more or less still going to be in the race. You know what race I'm talking about? The second wild card spot. They're not winning the NL East. They're not as good as the Braves. They're not a World Series team. They're a team that's hoping to limp in to the playoffs in the wild card because they're like a lot of the other mediocre teams in baseball right now. And I don't feel good about the team going forward. So that was the first thing that I took from that Salisbury piece. Do you feel good about the Phillies right now?
I do not feel good. I don't feel great, John, but here's my feeling. I read the story that we're talking about here by Jim Salisbury. I'm watching the reaction the last couple days. It feels like we're all being so negative on the Phillies. And there are reasons to worry. There are reasons to not feel great. But they are the second wild card team right now. Like, if the season ends today, I saw ESPN put up a tweet today, like, this is what the playoffs look like if it's the end of the day. They're in. The Phillies are the second wild card. And look up and down the rest of the National League. You're right. The Braves and the Dodgers are better teams. But in the NL right now, you have two outstanding teams. Dodgers are unbelievable. Braves are really good. You have three bad teams at the bottom, the Mets, the Marlins, and the Giants. And then you have nine teams separated by four games.
Kind of the same team.
The Phillies are just like everybody else.
Flaws.
And I'm sure in those cities, they're probably having similar conversations. They probably hate their team, too. Well, guess what? Two of these teams have to go to the playoffs.
But here's the thing, right? And what you're saying is true, and it's exactly what I'm saying. I don't think the Phillies are going to finish 20 games under 500. They still have enough talent on offense. They still have Aaron Nola. Zach Eflin's not terrible. Now, we found out Jakey today is going to try to pitch through his elbow problems. That's what Gabe told the morning show.
85% of Jake's better than nothing.
Yeah, but the problem is he's right. If you want Cole Irvin? I'd rather have Jake up there trying to get through six innings throwing meatballs because at least he's a professional pitcher. Cole Irvin isn't, right? So let's look at this year and then let's also at the same time look forward. I don't feel good about this team going forward. If we forget about this year, what's next year going to look like? Right. They still don't have the pitching. They don't have a ton of money they can spend. They need to re-sign guys. Now, JT Realmuto, you traded your best prospects away for him. Oh, yeah, he wants to be extended by the Phillies. I bet he does.
Sure, he wants $25 million a year.
Right. Yeah, I think Matt Breen wrote this morning that he wants to be extended. Like, the number that makes sense would be 4 years and $96 million. Don't you almost have to extend him at this point based on what you traded for him?
Yeah, it feels like he's the Phillies version of Tobias Harris, where they traded a lot to get him. And he's a good player, and they're probably going to overpay to keep him. It worries me that
because he's 30.
He hasn't hit like we thought he'd hit in Philadelphia. He's a tremendous defensive catcher. He's an all-star.
Good.
He's a good player. Really good player. But catchers in their 30s, man, just like the
arrow doesn't normally trend up on that, right?
No, it normally trends down fast. And the Phillies, by the way, he's on pace to play like 142 games.
Yeah, and they're using him, too. They are. But you let him walk. Now, Sixto Sanchez and Jorge Alfaro and the other prospects that were involved in that. Listen, and Alfaro's nothing to sneeze at. He's more or less, he's coming close to Realmuto's production down in Miami.
They're not that dissimilar offensively.
No, they're not. So, I mean, here's the question. Just look at the Phillies as a whole. This year, even going forward, do you feel good about this team right now? 888-729-9494. Jim Salisbury says, it's difficult to feel good about the Phillies. And Joe, you said it, man. I think that we're a little bit too knee-deep in it right now. And we see the flaws. They're magnified in our eyes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we look at this pitching staff. But you're right. A lot of Major League Baseball teams that are competing for the wild card spots right now are the same flawed teams.
Yeah, I just feel like we're too negative on this team this year. There are reasons to worry. They're not as good as we thought. Like, I accepted that in May. I accepted it in May that the team that we thought they were coming out of spring training is not real. So then it's like, well, what are they? And they're not bad. They're not as bad as they've been the last month. They are a wild card contender here. I'm not throwing the towel in yet on this season. Even last year's team wasn't any good, and they still were alive into what you were saying, the last couple weeks. There's a lot of baseball left to be played here.
Ben Levy said, do you feel good about the Phillies right now?
No, I don't. I look at what's going on right now, and I think about the general feel around this team. I don't know what there is to feel good about. I mean, the starting rotation is in shambles. They only have 2/5 of a starting rotation, if even that. So that's bad. The bullpen's in bad shape. Bryce Harper's showing no signs of getting better. The offense has gotten surprise contributions from Jay Bruce and Scott Kingery playing a lot better than last year, but they could even get worse. I don't know what there is to feel good about. I think everything feels bad right now, and that's what makes me so scared, is that I worry this could get even worse than it is now.
What there's good to feel about? What you can feel good about is they're a playoff team right now. I mean, that's it.
And here's the thing about that. They started off hot, and they've been cold since. So if you look at the second quarter of the season, the last 30 to 40 games, they have been bad in those games. If they play like they have over the last 40 to 50 games the rest of the year, they will finish well below 500. Like, right now, they're on a pace to finish over 500, but that's just because they started the season so well. The way they've played since all these injuries happened would put them on pace to be below a 500 team, and that's why I'm scared.
No, I mean, listen, you're right. I think that they'll pick it back up a little bit in the second half, but feeling good about a team, we felt really good about the Phillies coming out of spring training. Really
great.
Good.
Over the top good.
Over the top good, and then they started off playing well, and that energy translated that we had. You know what's happened since then? They're playing like a team that they know they're not good enough. Right, JT Realmuto says that he thinks that the GM knows that they're a good team that can make a run. Make a run for what? I mean, what are we talking about here? I'm not trading major assets to go out and get a top starter. They'll get a starter. They need a starter. They should do that. It won't cost that much in prospects or whatever to get a guy that's going to be better than whatever Triple A option that they have, or Jake Arrieta throwing 85 miles an hour at that point. 888-729-9494. We'll start there with the Phillies. Larry Anderson's going to join us at 3 o'clock. So we'll ask him how he feels about the Phillies going forward. And also, like, you know, Matt Klentak. Matt Klentak went for it this year. You don't make a trade for JT Realmuto and give up those prospects unless you think, like you said, over the top feeling great about this team. Matt Klentak was over the top feeling great about this team.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.